It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Remember the hammer? Yeah, well, I thought it was just time to hammer a nail into some wood. I'm interested in tools today. Do you know why people made tools in the first place? Well, at first they tried to do things with the end of their fingers, and they just couldn't do everything they wanted to with the ends of their hands, and so they just made things that went out from the ends of their hands to do things. Yeah, so there's a hammer with a nail. Now, what would you use for a screw? A screwdriver. Right. So you put the screw there, and the screwdriver goes in like that, right at the top of the screw. There are two tools. One, two. Let's pretend we're hammering without a hammer, okay? You hammer, will you? Good. That's right. You can do it right on the floor or in the air or whatever you want to hammer. Now, pretend you're screw driving, okay? That's right. Good. See, that's a different kind of motion. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a hacksaw, used sometimes to saw pipes. And I don't know whether it would ever be used to saw wood or not, but you can see how it does do. I don't want to get my fingers too close to it. A lot of people work a lot of time, a long, long time, to learn how to use some tools very well. A lot of people take a lot of time to learn a lot of things. You know, you just don't learn your trade by snapping your fingers or turning a knob. You've got to learn it. You've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. If you want to make the grade, be sure to practice, practice. You have got to learn your job, not simply turn a knob. You've got to practice, practice, practice. You never learn to feel by wearing gloves. You never learn to smile with just a frown. You never learn to talk by shutting up, or walk by sitting down. No, you've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. When you see what you have made, you'll shout, look here. The fact is, with a fair amount of practice, you can really positively learn your trade. Yes, you can. You've got to learn your trade. You do. And I don't know very much about plumbing. No. And so, early today, I called Handyman Negri at King Friday's Castle and said, please, Handyman Negri, could you help me fix my sink? I'll just show you the drip in the sink. Yeah, right out in the kitchen. Before he comes, I just want you to see it. See? It just won't turn off. And it's wasting water, too. Can you see it dripping like that? Oh, I tried a few things, but nothing. I'm going to look once more down here and just see. too complicated for me. It really is. There's some things that you know how to do, and some things that you don't. Maybe that's he now at the back door. Let's see. Is that you, Handyman Negri?
Sir.
Oh, good. Hi.
Mr. Rogers.
Come in.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Nice to see you.
I'm fine, but my sink isn't.
Yeah, so is that where the trouble is?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Would you just hold that for me for a second?
Yeah, what is this?
I'll just set my tool case down over here.
What is this?
Oh, well, this is an electric drill, Mr. Rogers, and the thing that you see on the end of it is an electric eel.
I see.
It's an electric eel because it runs by this drill.
Could we see?
Would you like to see it work?
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Plug it in?
Yeah, let me make sure I have the thing tight here. Hmm? See, we just tighten that up there.
Boy, there's so much to know about these tools.
That's right. Okay, that seems fine to me. All right, thank you. Right. Plug it in now?
Yeah.
You have to be very careful with power tools, especially.
An eel on the end of a drill?
An eel on the end of the drill. And what you do is you insert it into a pipe or a drain, and then you turn it on like this. Now, you notice what's happening there? It's just revolving around.
But when it does go around, if it's in the drain, what happens?
Well, anything that happens to be in the drain gets picked up by the electric eel and either gets pushed out or dragged back.
I see.
You see what I
do? Do it once more. It would go down like that and pull it all out.
It.
Is that what we need on this sink?
I don't think so, Mr. Rogers. It doesn't look to be your problem.
Oh, okay.
We'll just set it over here. I think the problem is up in the faucet itself. Just open the toolbox here and see what it can do. Yeah, it's either a washer or something. Oh, we need a Phillips screwdriver here.
Mind if I watch?
Oh, no. That's the way you learn, Mr. Rogers, by watching. That's the way I learned, you know.
Right.
Watching and observing.
Watching and listening. And a listening. Good way to learn.
Right. I'll just set that over there and gently remove the faucet. Oh, yes. Let's see. Well, you see, Mr. Rogers, there's some insulation or packing that goes in there, and it seems to have worn itself out, and that's what's causing the water to leak. Let's see. We could try some of this.
Packing.
Yeah. Well, maybe this isn't the right thing to use in this case. Let's see if we can just find a washer that might fit there. Pour some out here. Yeah, here's a few that look like they might be the right size. Let's try the larger one, shall we?
A washer?
A washer.
Now, just a little round thing.
That'll just close that up and seal it so that the water can't be slipping through anymore. Okay, now we return the, put that back on there, and get our Phillips screw. You know why they call that a Phillips screw, Mr. Rogers?
No.
You see that? It has a cross in the head there, like an X.
That's different from my kind of screw.
And the screwdriver is made so that it fits into that screw.
I see. Okay? Whenever you see a screw, at the top of it looks like an X. That's a Phillips screw.
Well, we'll just put that back in there again, and with our Phillips screwdriver, we'll put the screw back in place, and let's see. How's that?
That's perfect.
I think we got it.
Well, you really know how to fix things. Boy, am I proud of you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rogers. It takes a long time to learn how to work with things like this, you know.
I'm sure it does. Would you help me with my flush box?
With your flush box? Certainly.
Yes.
Why don't I get some of these tools back in here, and we'll have a look.
I think there's something different wrong with it, because all the water's gone out of the toilet.
Oh, the water is out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Let's go over and take a look and see what we have. All right?
Mm-hmm. It's right over there.
You want to lead the way?
Sure.
Okay.
It's right down the hall. Right here.
Oh, I see. You say it hasn't been working at all.
No, you see the water's out.
Let's have a look. We'll just remove the top off of that. There we go. It looks kind of complicated, doesn't it?
Is that called a floater?
The floater, yes. That seems to be in good shape. It looks rather new. And, I see. Well, Mr. Rogers, I'm afraid I'll have to come back and fix this later because you're going to need a new part in there and I'll have to order one.
I see.
So perhaps tonight or tomorrow morning. How would that be?
That's fine.
Yeah, we can get one for you and fix that up in a jiffy.
Okay. Yeah, you're not supposed to play in things like that, I guess.
No, I really wouldn't. It really takes you really have to kind of know what you're doing when you're working on that kind of a situation. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you fixed that and you'll fix... Oh, would you have something to eat and drink with me?
Oh, I'd love to, but I really think I better be getting back to the neighborhood. You know, they're liable to be needing me over there for something.
Well, you're always handy to have around, I tell you.
Collect my tools here.
Can I help you? You
yeah,
need this.
You
never know when you might need this.
That's right.
Thank
okay,
you very
Mr.
much, Handyman Negri.
Bye-bye.
Bye. One thing you can do to help after a plumber has gone away is to clean out the sinks. Naturally, they need to make some dirt when they work. Yeah. He cleaned it for us. Isn't that great? All fixed. Wonder how long it takes him to get to make-believe. Why don't we just look in ourselves and see if it's time for the trolley? There's Daniel's clock, ticking and talking. I don't see him there yet, do you? There's the fountain where the frogs live and the museum go round. X's tree and Henrietta's house and the factory. And there's the phone booth and the trolley. Come on in, trolley. Hi, trolley. Guess who was here fixing our sink? Handyman Negri. Well, you know a lot of things, don't you? Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe, please? We'd like to see how quickly he gets there from here, okay? Into the neighborhood we go.
Help! Help, please! Is there somebody could help me, please? Help!
Ted, what's the trouble? What's the matter?
I'm afraid I broke the fountain here. The water won't come out anymore.
Oh, well, let's see. We'll just have to take a look and maybe we can find out what happened.
Oh, I was just walking by and kind of just fiddled a little bit and, it's just not working, Mr. Negri.
I see, Ted. You know, it takes a very long time to find out about fountains and things like that and plumbing.
I guess so. I hadn't realized that. Do you have lots of tools?
Yes, I happen to have all my tools right here with me. So, wait, first I want to make a few checks. Just a minute.
Yes.
Let's see. Put this down here.
What will my mommy and daddy say?
Well, that
say?
Part of it seems to be all right. Now, just one other check under here.
You must know a lot
that
about
seems
it.
Seems fine. Just a minute. We're going to have a look inside, Ted, all right?
Yes. Did you study to learn how to do it?
Oh, of course. I studied a long time. And, of course, experience is very important, too. You work at things a long time.
Yes.
Now, you can just watch me, Ted, if you like. You know, you have to watch before you can try.
Oh, yes.
Let's see in here. Just a minute.
It's just not coming out at all,
just
the
a
water.
Minute, Ted. We'll get some of the tools out. Let's just try this.
What's that?
Well, this is something that might unplug it if in case it's clogged down there. Let's see. You see, it'll just fit through the pipe. All right, now it seems to have reached the bottom. Now let's pull it out again, okay?
It's a long thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What you call it?
Well, it's called an eel.
An eel?
Uh-huh. Well, no, that seems to be...
Don't tell me you can't fix it.
Oh, no, we'll get to the bottom. Let's try one more thing here. Wait a minute. Let's try it.
Let's try putting a little pressure on that valve down there.
What's that you're using?
This is called a wrench.
A wrench.
You see, and you can set it for different positions, the opening. See that?
Oh, yes.
I think this ought to just fit that perfectly, don't
it? Oh, I wish I knew how to do all those things.
Hold on, Ted, just a minute.
Any luck?
No, I can't seem to get it.
Oh.
Oh, don't be discouraged. Just a minute now. Can you remember if you were around the back at all, the back of the pond?
Well, I was there early this morning.
You were there?
Yes, I was saying hello to my mommy when she went over to the museum.
Oh, I see. Well, you didn't notice anything wrong back there or anything?
Well, no, I didn't.
Maybe I'll just take a look back there.
Huh? It's best to check everywhere, I guess.
That's right, Ted. Well, just a minute now. We'll go back here and have a look.
Be careful, Mr. Negri.
Let's see. I need one more tool here. Just a minute.
Men get lots of tools, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They're lucky.
All right. Now I think we're getting somewhere. Now, just one more thing to do here, Ted. Let's see if I can reach that now. Now, this ought to get it. Let's see, this should be about finished, and this ought to get it right here.
Oh, it's working! It's working, Mr. Negri! Oh, I'm so pleased! Thank you so much! And I was so worried about it.
That's okay, Ted. I was happy to be able to do it.
Thank you very much. I like the way you do your plumbing.
Oh, thank you. Listen, you give my regards to your folks, okay?
Oh, I will, and I'll tell them right away that everything's fine with our water fountain.
Okay, Ted. Now you take it easy, and we'll see you later.
Thank you, Mr. Negri.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, X.
Oh, hi there, Joe. How in the world are you?
Not bad. Say, you need any plumbing today?
Oh, no. My roots seem to be in great shape. Have you been plumbing around?
Yes. First, I was over to see Mr. Rogers, and I did some work on his sink and his flush box.
His what?
His flush box.
What's a flush box?
You know, that's the part of the toilet that makes it flush.
Oh, you mean the part that makes all that water come out so fast?
Yeah, that's it.
Boy. The first time I saw one of them, I really got scared.
You did? Yeah. Well, what were you scared of?
Well, there was so much water. I mean, you know, it was all rushing in like that. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to fall in it.
Well, sometimes toilets can be kind of scary for little people.
And little owls, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought I'd go right down that drain.
Well, you couldn't very well do that, X. I mean, the hole's only about this big.
Yeah, that's right. I know that now.
Yeah.
But with all that water going around and around and all that noise, It seemed like the hole was a lot bigger. Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, beautiful meow.
Hello, Henrietta.
Meow.
How are you?
Meow, meow, X.
Hi, Han. Guess what we're talking about?
Meow, meow, meow.
Toilets.
Meow, meow. Meow, having trouble?
Oh, no. No, I was just doing some plumbing today, Henrietta, and X was telling me about how frightened he was the first time he saw a toilet flush.
Meow, meow, too.
You were, Henrietta? Tell me about it.
Meow. Meow, 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 all that water. Meow, 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 round and around and around. Meow, 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 down the hole, meow.
That's just what I thought I would do. You see, owls and pussycats are scared of the same thing sometimes.
And children, too.
Oh, yes, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, didn't go down. Meow, never go down. Meow, meow, Joey Hollingsworth, meow, afraid, you think?
Well, perhaps he was when he was a little boy.
Meow, 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 meow. Big man, meow.
Yes, he is. And doesn't he dance beautifully?
Boy, does he ever. Do you suppose he could dance like that when he was a little boy?
Meow. Meow told me, meow, 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 a lot of practice, meow, meow, meow.
Takes a lot of practice, yeah.
Sure does, almost anything. Oh, listen, are you two going to the castle tomorrow to see him dance?
Meow.
And I can't wait, I'll tell you.
Did you know that Sarah Saturday came here just because he heard that, she heard that Joey was going to be here?
Oh, Sarah Saturday, I think she is nifty-galifty.
She sure is a special person, I'll
meow,
tell you.
Meow, nice, meow, Joey, meow, 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 nice, too.
Well, listen, friends, yeah. I think I better be going over to the castle. Maybe the king needs me for something, you know.
Meow, meow, see you, meow, meow, meow.
Okay, Henrietta.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Okay, bye, X.
Bye. So oh, hey, Joe.
Yes?
Thank you so much for stopping by to talk about important things.
Anytime, buddy. You know, I like important talk.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, let's just check in. Miss Polificate there. Miss Polificate? Handyman Negri here, Miss Polificate. Oh, I wondered if the king was needed me for anything at all. Oh, he's in a conference with Sarah Saturday. Oh, well, is there anything else up? Oh, Edgar would like to see me. Uh-huh. Well, where is he, Miss Polificate? In the castle garden? Okay, well, you tell him I'll be right over, all right? Okay. All right, bye, Miss Polificate.
To see you. I'm glad to see you, Mr. Negri.
Oh. Well, what's that you have there?
Oh, it's part of the King Friday shower.
Oh, sure, I remember. I recognize it. Let me see.
He wants something done to it, and I can't do it.
This is a very nice one. Did you see how this one works? This is very clever. You see, the shower heads go in and out, like that. You see that?
I see.
Huh? And when they're out, the spray is very strong. And when they're in, the spray is kind of fine.
Oh,
you notice
I
that?
See.
This is the one, Edgar, that makes the king's shower water come out purple.
Oh, yes, that royal purple color.
Yes.
Well, that's it. He wants it changed to blue.
Oh, he wants it changed to blue, huh?
Exactly. Will that be hard?
Well, I don't think that'll be too difficult. We ought to be able to make that happen.
Oh, good.
Would you like to come and watch?
Oh, I would. Okay. And we'll do it together.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sure. That's grand. Well, that's grand. That's grand.
Hi, John.
King Friday takes fancy showers, doesn't he? Well, that would just happen in make-believe. But you know, X and Henrietta were afraid when they were small of the toilet. I just thought maybe we'd just take a look at mine. So you could see how small this hole is here. There isn't any water in it now because it isn't working. But you see how small that hole is? Nobody could go down that drain. Nobody. You see, it's very small there. You could never go down that hole. Never. No. I know that it seems like it's big when all the rush of the water goes around and then the water goes down in. But no person could go down. No. And you know, nobody could go down the sink either, because the drain in the sink is very small too. You see how small it is? See how small that is? And the water can go down, but nobody could go down. Mm-mm. And nobody could go down the bathroom, the bathtub drain either. You know, that's a big bathtub and a lot of water in it. And the water goes down pretty quickly. But the hole is only that big.
just that big. It's important talk. That's what X said. He thanked Mr. Negri for coming by to have important talk. That is important talk, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, our kitchen sink is all fit. Let's turn it on and then off. On. And it goes the whole way off. Yep, you couldn't go down that one either. Not that drain. Nope. You know, you couldn't go down that drain today. You couldn't go down that drain tomorrow either. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You're a very special person to me, you know that. That's why we talk about special things together. That's the kind of important talk you and I can have with each other. Gather up my tools. Remember what that was? Hammer, screwdriver, and saw. People learn, and people are able to do. Yeah, just like Joey Hollingsworth. Took him a long time to learn how to dance the way he does, but we're going to be able to see him do that tomorrow. Yeah, I look forward to being with you then. Yeah, bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET. The National Educational Television Network.